client meetings, preliminary hearings, lots of reviews of discovery, police reports, etc. Typically at least one trip to the jail to visit with clients. We do arraignments, paperwork motions, just kind of a little of everything. And we do quite a few trials and contested hearings here as well.
Now, one of the things you hear about in terms of the problems that public defenders face both in Idaho and around the country is workload. What is your workload like?
A lot. You know, we spend a lot of time at the office, a lot of Saturdays at the jail, or Saturdays here preparing for trials and hearings, because during the week we're too full of appointments to get it done.
How many cases or how many clients do you get in a year?
Last year, just for myself, I believe it was about 180-plus cases.
It seems like a lot of people for a small county. Are there that many people out there who need this service?
Yes. Unfortunately, Idaho also falls behind in mental health treatment and the availability of substance abuse treatment. And a lot of those people end up on the felony docket.
I believe the recommended amount for a felony public defender is 150 a year. What are the consequences of exceeding that?
I'm lucky that we exceed it here, but not by the numbers that you see in some counties. But there's only so many hours in a day to go around per client, and the more you add, the less time they all get.
How is your life different as a public defender compared to when you were in private practice?
When I was in private practice, I just didn't have the caseload or the court docket. If I had a criminal private case, Monday might have one client, and now I have typically 15 to 20.
That's 15 to 20 clients you see in a day?
On a Monday, kind of everything from arraignments to sentencings happen on Monday mornings here in Jerome.
What is it like visiting 20 clients in a day?
I try to go see them on Saturdays and Sundays so that they can get some individualized time. And then they know exactly what's going to happen at their court appearance on Monday. I mean, I say try because sometimes it's just not possible. But we try really hard here.
Why do you do it?
That's always the tough question. I guess my investment in our system, because if there's not good public defenders, our criminal justice system fails. I would estimate that at least 80% of criminal cases going through the system right now are being handled by public defenders. And good defense counsel advocating on behalf of the indigent is an absolute necessity.
Do you ever want to go back to private practice just to have fewer hours or make more money or both?
No. I find what I do extremely rewarding, as busy as I may be and frustrated as I may get sometimes, because I'm certainly not Wonder Woman and I'm certainly human. There's a quote, and I don't even know where from, but it's a very special person that gets chosen to stand next to somebody at their darkest hour. And I get to do that every day.
Does it wear on you, though? Do you worry that you'll get burnt out?
I do. Absolutely, I do.
What would you like to see happen to make Idaho's system better?
First and foremost, more funding. The counties are currently left with the burden, and it is a burden of funding a public defense system with no help from the state, which leaves smaller counties like Jerome behind.